Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. If you've ever wanted to find companionship, if you've been in a relationship, experienced heartbreak, or just wondered how love looks through someone else's mind's eye, this is your relationship roadmap. Tonight, we are talking about partner wish lists. That would be things you want in your mate. And my guests are Anthony and Anna. And of course, I got James Street on the microphone. We're gonna be bringing it to you each time. So the ground rules are that there are no right or wrong answers. Authenticity and healthy debate are appreciated. And most of all, we're here to have fun and keep it real. And that is why we are enjoying grown folk wine. Let's clink our neighbors so we can have, this is to a good, clink, a good clink. Conversation. Hey, clink your neighbor. That is our promise to each other that we're going to enjoy ourselves, have fun, and whatnot. So tonight, our topic again is partner wish lists. And, I did a little bit of reading in preparation for this so we could have some jumping off points. And, people think of your wish list as your compass for choosing a mate. And I read that there are really pretty much five categories that people should, consider if you're making a list. Personality, social skills, relationship type, meaning like if they're affectionate or if they're controlling, if they're like homebodies. Yeah, okay, I see how you feel about that. check out spiritual compatibility and looks. And you should decide what you can't live without, but know that, you're not going to find the perfect person, theoretically speaking, and you should aim for about 80% of your list if you want to be successful, because if you're going for 100, no bueno. So let's start with that. What types of qualities do you think should be on the list? Anyone?
Well, I mean, you need something that's going to keep you there.
Such as?
Well, I mean, there's going to need to be a strong physical attraction.
Okay,
sure.
So that sounds like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, is that your first must-have priority?
I mean, I'm going to need a certain level of physical attraction, absolutely.
Like, okay, so what's on your list for physical attraction?
I mean, that can come in many different shapes, forms, sizes, you know what I mean? But that needs to be there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like that needs to be there, or else I'm gonna have to have sex with someone else.
See,
tell us how you really feel, Anthony. Thank you. You're really embracing the keeping it real.
Well, we got to keep it 100. Now I understand, like, obviously certain relationships will transcend to a certain level.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it might become something special. I mean, and that's cool too, right? So it's just that, but that's not probably going to be the case with everybody. You know what I mean? So
right.
You gotta.
He has to be good looking first. Otherwise, you're not gonna want to approach her or even be interested in her.
Well, I mean, I want to have sex with this person, correct? I mean.
Okay, so that's on your list. There are some people who have on their list celibate, right? I mean, I'm not saying someone in this room, but I'm saying for some people, that's on their list. I want somebody who's also going to save themselves for marriage.
And that's cool.
Okay, so on your list is, we going to hit it.
And immediately.
Oh, whoa.
He made it sound
whoa.
Like.
Whoa.
Because I ask if it's your first priority because it's the first thing that you list out of the five.
Well, it's the first thing that I see. I mean, I'm going to see her.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk to her. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to see her.
Got you.
Okay.
Second. So, give me the second. I'm over that one.
Yeah, I'm curious about.
She got to be fine because you're going to want to get it in. Okay, second.
Athletic. background in gym.
And gym honestly, I I don't know if I could honestly really classify the second thing.
Okay.
You know, it could be, you know, I don't know, maybe the way she smiles or she's, you know, something's going to click.
Physical.
Something's going to click, though. No, I mean, it's just kind of like a vibe or a, I don't know, maybe her personality or something like that. Like, I don't know, because it's just like somebody can be special in a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, somebody can wow you with
like that thing that's just like, whoa, she's amazing. Yeah. Like you can't. It's not one single thing. It's kind of the like
spark.
You're like, okay, she's pretty, and then you talk to her for the first time, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what I kind of, first of all, you remind me of myself. I remember when my wish list was he's tall. Yep, that was it, and I had an intervention that wasn't working for me, and so some people were like, you need to expand your wish list, and I remember a couple of things on there like. Pays for your meals, fit not swole was my favorite one. Fit not swole. I believe someone we both know came up with that one. I'll tell you who later, but it was hilarious. So anyway, but I think really what you're saying is you're open to a lot of other unknowns with that person.
I mean, it's for me, you know, I don't want to put someone else in a box.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And like, for me to come into a situation and be like, you know, someone needs to fulfill these things, I feel like that's a reflection of negativity from me. I need to accept someone for who they are. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so like, whatever it is that they have that I'm drawn to, I'm going to be open to that.
Have you always been that way? Or did you, in your... prior self.
I mean, obviously when you're younger, you know, that focus, I guess, would be more I'm partying for sure. But then again, you know, I fell for my first love, I think, when I was like 20 or something like that. You know what I mean? That's the first time I got my heart broke. So, I mean, like, I was partying then. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. like, it's just, you know, certain things are going to grab you at certain times. Am I a better human now? Absolutely. You know what I mean? But
go,
like,
ahead with your self-aware self.
But I mean, it's just, man, you know, it's just like something's gonna draw you to somebody, and I'm not really trying to go into a situation and label that.
Okay. Anna, what would you say about this whole notion of lists?
I think it varies by growth in age, because when I was in my 20s, I was definitely petty in the sense where, and I don't know if petty is the right word, but guy needed to be tall and decent looking. And I say decent because the personality could win over their decent looks. Because in my past, there were men who were not what I would consider like top looks. But the personality leveled that out for me, where I didn't care what they looked like because they were intellectual or they had a good personality. But of course, when you're in your 20s, you want somebody that's fine. You want... arm
it
candy or whatnot
helps, right? It's certainly a bonus.
But with age and maturity, I think that changes, because then I got into my later years and my list changed. The priorities definitely changed.
Okay, you know, that's a good point that you make there. And let me do a real quick plug if you're just joining us. This is Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. And my guests and I are discussing partner wish lists, and my guests are Anna, Anthony, and James is not really a guest, he family, but he's here too. And so Anna, you brought up a point that I think is good. Oh, and this is RainierAvenueRadio.world. Let's not forget to mention that. So your list has changed over time. What kinds of things brought on those revisions? Were there experiences? Were there, you know, growth moments for you? Tell me about how your list evolved.
I think experiences, and then also failure in relationships with dating a certain type and then realizing it's not working. But I think the bigger picture is, like, you have short-term goals sometimes with people that you date, and then you have long-term goals. So your mindset changes, like, you know, you're here in Seattle, but you may be moving. So this person over here, they're kind of fine. You could date them for a little bit. No
in
big
a
deal. Yeah, a situationship. Do they dress well? They have clean shoes. Their smile's nice. That's short term. Long term, like, who do you see yourself building a home with in like a long term bond with? Things are gonna shift mm-hmm. in that list of five.
That's cool. In an earlier show, James, you might remember in the Single in Seattle episode, our guest that was Terrence was talking about dating with a purpose. And mm-hmm. so he says he does not date with a purpose, right? And I wonder if yes, Terrence, that is going to haunt you for the rest of your life. But you know, it sounds like there's some of that in there. Like when you make a decision that you are going to date with a purpose, you know, you have a different lens, maybe. Is that
different agenda?
A different agenda.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's just you just need to find what you want.
What does that mean?
And well, because like a lot of times you want something and you get it and you find out you don't want it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Give me an example.
Oh, wow. I mean, I can't really bring up a specific one, but it's like you go somewhere and you're like, man, this is going to be fun. And it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. So it's. Are you saying it's
so it's just like
you,
sometimes
not what you expected.
Yeah, and sometimes you just really don't know what you want.
Do you think it's because you're not vibing with a particular individual, or if you found that the quality that you liked about them actually had side effects that were undesirable? So example I got there is I was reading this article that says you know, sometimes you get what you wish for. Like, my mate must make a lot of money. He must be, you know, successful, have a big, successful, prestigious career. But then you get that and you realize, okay, he's working all the time and there's no time for us to spend together. And so maybe that's not exactly what I wanted,
right? You
want a rich
man,
so,
you're going to have a busy man.
There you go.
Yeah. I think it's like you get infatuated with the idea of somebody or something and then you attain it and it's not what it is. Mm-hmm. Like a man in corporate world, they're going to work around the clock and you want somebody that's going to be at home sharing time with you or having a more flexible schedule. So it's like what you thought was going to be good doesn't turn out to be what you actually want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's just really you just have to go through your progressions. I mean, like, you have to explore yourself, and that's going to be a lot to do with sexuality. You know, you're going to explore that.
Sorry, take it back to there.
I'm really sorry I keep giggling when you say that. Why I turn into a 12-year-old boy every time you talking about this whole... And, you know, I'm down with that. I
no,
get it.
No, I mean, it's just like because there's such a stigma on it.
Word.
Okay. And especially actually on your guys' end, right? So if like if you explore your sexuality, you know, you're referred to as, you know, somebody who's uncouth or something, right? But I mean in actuality
I'm gonna have to do some censoring now.
Oh. Okay.
we do
sorry
have to watch
that.
Our profanity.
Whoops.
That's okay.
But I mean, you know, you have to explore your humanness. Okay, we're humans. So like and that is a part of you. Okay. I mean, we have to we eat because we have to survive. We breathe because we have to survive. You know, survival is a very instinctual thing. Reproduction is a very instinctual thing. So if that's not, you know, healthy, you're not going to be healthy. Obviously, there's other things, mental, physical, spiritual, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to explore yourself. Okay. You have to know what you like and what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everyone needs to go through this progression. Okay, and then you're gonna find out what's gonna work for you.
Right.
Okay, some people are driven by different things, and I think that's really the issue here is like everyone wants to put people in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the actuality, I think you just need to figure out what's gonna work for you, and then you're gonna find somebody who's gonna probably vibe with you a lot better because you're actually gonna know what you want.
So I have a question, and maybe this is something for another show, a different show that you will be on, Anthony. Thank you for agreeing to it. We'll schedule this on the way out. But you did bring up that, you
my
know,
my price just went up.
I'll bring two bottles of wine next time. How about that? We'll actually go eat afterwards. So, you know, there is some contradiction, right? You said there's stigma that's placed on women who will be a little freer with their sexuality, but that's obviously something that some men, and I'm just going to say some, whatever, really place a high value on in a woman. So what happens when those things on the list contradict themselves? And, you know, maybe I might be one of those more sexually free women, but if I represent myself that way, then I have, you know, this stigma.
So I definitely have an opinion on that.
Let's just call it what it is. So what are you saying? If a woman is sexually liberal, she's labeled as promiscuous.
Yes, well, it sounds like that's what we're talking about. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Whether that's true or not in the man's perspective, is that the question?
Or, you know, so is it just like a darned if you do, darned if you don't? Oh, right.
Okay. Well,
I
think what you're trying to get at with that is, so we're talking about if on a guy's list, like, he's somebody who really likes to have a lot of sex and he wants somebody, you know, who basically doesn't, because he doesn't want somebody who's labeled as promiscuous, but at the same time is probably then the same person who's upset because the sex isn't banging. Because, yeah, like that type of guy. No.
Threw that in there. On the scale from 1 to 5.
You're just a 2. I think it's just more of, you know, if a woman wants to explore her sexuality, she's going to be labeled a hoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is absolutely true, unfortunately.
So are you going to have a problem dating a girl that's been labeled a hoe?
Okay, so, well.
Or are you going to sit in the room and they're like,
here's the thing, okay? I can never be mad at a woman making an adult decision that she wants to do, okay? Now, that being said, yes, there is certain behaviors that I wouldn't tolerate, but
what's the behavior?
it's not like you know, if a woman makes a grown-up decision to have sex with some man, you know, that's her decision. I don't think she should ever feel bad about that if that's what she wants to do.
Okay, so I'm gonna shift the focus here, because this is definitely something we're gonna pick up in another episode. Somebody write this down for me. We're gonna do this one on another episode. Anthony, Anna, if you wanna come back, because I like the debate going on here. But let's pick up a different question. So now, sounds like it's all fine and good to have your own list, but what do you bring? Because the person that you are pursuing most likely also has their list, right? They have a right to have expectations and desires for who they're dating. So, you know, where does that align?
Well, first of all, because I haven't gotten to jump in on the actual topic of the show tonight with that, but I said it earlier and I stick to it, expectations or resentments waiting to happen. So having your own list to me is not necessarily fine. I think having a list going into something and having expectations is a little messed up, and you're going to get disappointed. With that being said, though, I'm really picky. So
so you're saying let's be open, but then you're extra picky.
Yeah, I can only date artists and the, you know, like creative types. I just don't mesh with other people outside of that. And there's a whole thing with my list that it's like I go through.
Well, but
like,
see, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I know what I like.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that. If there's, you know what you like, it is what it is.
So it's more like deductive reasoning. Is that what I'm hearing? Like,
it's okay, all about what you
we'll
want.
We'll figure it out. I'm interested in exploring this. But then,
I mean, it's all as you go what along. You
what if you met a really a bigger body, out of shape woman, and she had everything else? Okay, this is why I say this, because half the time we have an image or a perception of what type of person we want to be with or fall in love with. Then you end up falling in love with the non-artist and the most out of shape person.
Word. Okay, so yes, what you're saying is true. And I've read, there's research that how people, your list and who you actually end up giving a chance to, oftentimes are just like two totally different things. And they did a study on this in Australia about online dating. So, you know, that was a good way to track it, because I've never done online dating. Check episode 2. We had online dating there. But, I guess there's profiles and, you know, you get to say, like, who you're interested in, what kind of person you're looking for.
It's like clubbing in your bedroom without leaving the house.
And so, but what they found was, you know, people would have these lists, but yet be not, you know, like the people they actually engaged with didn't necessarily meet their list. So, you know, who are you really fooling? Are you fooling yourself, or, you know, what's up?
I would say, like, a large majority of the time during online dating, people are a little bit less casual about it. Even if they're only looking for casual experience, they're a little more serious about something happening immediately, and they're willing to sacrifice a lot of the things that they know they need just to be able to, like, feel compassion from somebody. And that can be a big thing with that.
Okay.
Great point.
I like this. Okay, this is a good place to pause and let you know that if you are just joining us, this is Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. My guests today are Anna, Anthony, and James, who's just a staple here. And we are discussing partner wish lists, the pros, the cons, and, you know, the BS of them. So let's jump back in.
Let's do it.
Let's jump back in. So, you know, Anna, have you noticed, because you and I used to talk a lot about all of this, right?
All
and
kinds of stuff.
You know, I went through a phase
Pisces
where
Leo.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, he's into astrology.
Pisces Leo. It's a good matchup.
Really?
Yeah. Who? Very, very, very common.
So what are you?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, okay. I'm a Leo.
I'm Pisces.
Maybe we should date each other, Anna.
It is a very common dating matchup.
Is it?
It's never been on my list. But
you know, the Pisces is usually very free and emotional.
Let's
and
take it there, though, because on the astrology tip, for a long time, I'd be like, I could only date a Capricorn, or I could only date this.
Oh my goodness, I don't know enough.
So
this is,
you, is that part of your list?
No, astrology. No. Well,
because that just rolled off your tongue. Like,
I mean,
know this.
there are about, I don't know, about two signs that it just doesn't happen.
There's two.
You tried.
Yeah, Capricorns and Geminis. Like, Geminis, it's like, you know, now I have a couple of best friend male Geminis, okay? And, like, one of my best friend male Geminis died, and it was just like, and then I realized how close we were, you know what I mean? Because it really messed me up. But I've noticed a pattern. Now, I don't really read the astrology books, right? I just
don't lie.
You're messing with me.
I just go off my experiences with that sign, right?
Okay.
So, like, every time with the Gemini, it's usually like a 2 to 3 week thing.
Right? Okay, so let's say you meet this fine girl, like, she's beautiful. You're not gonna pick up she's a Gemini, and then she drops, but that she's a Gemini. Are you gonna pursue her or not? Because she's not one that you'd have on your list.
No, I mean, if the vibe, I'm going to listen to the vibe.
Okay.
So, like, granted, normally I'm knowing, you know, it's probably going to crumble, but, like, I'm not going to.
She's all right now.
So, wait, is it going to crumble because you just all of a sudden just lost faith in it, or she's a Gemini?
No, I'm, no, it, I don't, I mean, it's never like I leave because she's a Gemini. It's just, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah. Okay. No. So like with that, it's like you're not going to stop pursuing it because in the past you've had experiences where it's crumbled. You're just going to be a little bit more careful going into it because you know from past experience, you're not claiming to be a master of the topic. But from your own experience, things down this road haven't necessarily worked out. So we'll see where it goes. But we have some experience to base this off of and be a little more careful.
I mean, that is a very astute Go perception.
Ahead. Astute is not a word we typically use on show.
I will simplify that and say that you said the magic word. She was fine. So we're going to write it out.
See?
And then
she acts like a true Gemini.
I heart you.
And then
you are
and
so
then,
coming back on the show.
And then it's, you know, I mean, if it blossoms, then that's great. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I know from past experiences, it's probably not, okay? So I'm basically prepared for that. But, I mean, you know, we're going to ride it out.
Okay.
And it's you know, if it rolls, it rolls. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'm knowing. And then Capricorns, they always have a boyfriend. And he never knows about you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I also write this down for me, somebody. We're going to talk about astrological signs. So we're running out of time. So I hate to do this. I wish the show was longer, but we'll just have to pick this up at another time. I want to go ahead right now and thank my guests because we're out of time. Anna, Anthony, and of course, James, thanks for being my anchor here. Thanks for coming on to talk about partner wish lists. And, you know, I think we're going to have to talk more about this. Maybe we'll do some healthy debate on social media. And speaking of social media, please do follow me on social media. I am on Facebook. That would be Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, just Princess Robin. And on Twitter, it's just Rob N, the letter N. And also, you can email me at contactprincessrobin@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts or reactions to things you've heard here today, or if you may want to be on the show at some other date, you know, please do holla at me. This has been The Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And at the end of the day, you must follow your heart. Talk to you next week. Smooches.